The annual climate summit COP27 is on its final week in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, as leaders race to negotiate climate policies that cut back on planet warming emissions and bolster climate finance. But something not talked about as much in these climate change conversations is the threat facing climate activists, those who fight for change every day. A report by a British environmental watchdog group says the past decade has been alarmingly deadly for environmentalists around the world. It found that 1,700 environmentalists were killed in the past 10 years. The riskiest countries include Brazil, Colombia, the Philippines, and Mexico, Mexico being the deadliest. 54 people were killed there just this past year. Many of them were indigenous people trying to protect their land. Ali Hines is a senior campaigner of land and environmental defenders at Global Witness and the main author of this report. Ali, welcome.
Thank you.
Ali, could you tell us someone's story who was murdered for their activism?
Sure. I can give you the example of Joanna Stutchbury. She was a friend of an old colleague of ours, and she was a very prominent activist in Kenya, just trying to protect her local forest. She was a vocal opponent against local developers trying to encroach on the forest, and she had received death threats for quite some time, and she was murdered driving on her way home last year in 2021.
And then in countries like Mexico, Brazil, we see a lot of indigenous people who are activists being targeted.
Yeah, that's right. So typically year on year, around 40% of killings are of indigenous people, even though they make up only 5% of the global population. So we definitely see a disproportionate effect on indigenous people. And that includes mass killings, massacres as well, which really sends a chilling effect across communities.
And Ali, why? Why are environmental activists such a threat?
I think the drivers are quite complicated, but globally we are seeing an increasing shrinking of civic space and the safety and security of human rights defenders and increased threats to civic freedoms has become an increasing concern globally. And there's no more direct attack on civil society space than the killing of human rights defenders. And the majority of killings over the last decade have all taken place in countries with severely restricted civic space.
Has there been any justice, investigations, those who do the killings being brought to justice?
Yeah, typically it's very hard to identify who the perpetrators are, but typically we know they are often linked to criminal gangs, to paramilitary groups. But, you know, there's a wide range of perpetrators, including state actors, and companies often benefit as well. And as such, it's about both state and non-state actors, such as companies, ensuring defenders are protected through protection mechanisms, but fundamentally also acknowledging the root causes and tackling those root causes that contribute to an enabling environment of violence and which results in these high levels of impunity.
As you mentioned, you know, some of the activism is, you know, it comes down to a territorial conflict where activists are trying to stop development of land for the pursuit of economic growth. And I'm just wondering, you know, when the stakes are that high, does it make the activism that they're doing even more dangerous?
I mean, if you take last year, for example, I think we identified around a quarter of the killings where that were linked to resource extraction, but we know nearly all of the killings are linked to, as you say, conflicts over territories. They will often try to distort the narrative around offenders, labelling them anti-terrorism, anti-development, which is why it's so important for us to keep telling their testimony and keep sharing their stories and to really speak truth to power.
And do you think there are things that can be done, put into place in Mexico and other countries so environmentalists are not so threatened?
Well, governments need to be creating a safe environment for defenders and civic space to thrive so they can carry out their work safely. And they also need to be promoting legal accountability of companies. So companies should be mandated to identify and mitigate and prevent any harms that their operations might be driving.
Are these deaths covered by the media in their countries? Do people know about this when it happens?
It tends to be the killings that make the news, and that's partly down to Global Witness's reporting and the reporting of our local partners. But what tends not to get the news, and which is just as prevalent, is the other threats and attacks that defenders face, whether that be sexual violence, physical attacks, criminalisation, They tend to make the news less, but they are just as important and just as prevalent.
Ali Hines is a senior campaigner of land and environmental defenders at Global Witness. She's also the main author of the report Decade of Defiance. Thank you so much, Ali.
Thank you.